This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We, by which I mean we, all of us, complain about Congress not getting things done until the last possible minute, and sometimes not even then. But a bill about the future of mining has passed both houses of Congress. It's waiting for the president's signature. And it's not just any mining either. It's space mining. And Marketplace's Kimberly Adams just loves space stories.
A handful of companies want to mine resources from the moon and asteroids. Ian Christensen is with the Secure World Foundation.
Oh, there are quite a number of asteroids. It's in the tens of thousands, and most of the ones that you hear folks talking about now are what are known as near-Earth asteroids.
And they're pretty valuable real estate. Some have ice, iron ore, even gold and platinum. But companies first want clarity on an important question.
Can you own the material that you extract from an asteroid?
Chris Lewicki is president of Planetary Resources, one of the companies that wants to mine asteroids. Congress passed a bill that would answer yes to that question. Lewicki says his company is ready to go.
We anticipate being able to send the first commercial mission out to a near-Earth asteroid before the end of this decade, extracting its resources like water, hydrogen, and oxygen soon after that.
But the legislation does have some ambiguity. Jim Dunstan of Mobius Legal Group is a space lawyer.
It talks about owning the rights to resources that are, quote, obtained. And it doesn't define what obtained means.
So it's not clear if a company could remotely scan an asteroid and claim its resources, or if they actually have to start digging, which Dunstan agrees is not so far in the future.
I would probably say maybe 15 years from now, someone will actually go, put the equivalent of a pick into an asteroid and dislodge a rock.
And even sooner on the moon, although it will probably be robots with pickaxes, not humans. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.